Flying High on Locked On Eagles, your source for the best Philadelphia Eagles news and analysis, brought to you by Draft. I am your host, Michael Kist. You can follow my work at Inside the Pylon, where I do X and O stuff. You can follow my work at BreakingFootball.com as well, where I do fantasy and draft stuff. As always, follow me on Twitter at MichaelKistNFL. Another day without Ben, unfortunately. He will be back soon, I promise you. Do not despair. Also, before we start, I want to apologize for the late release. Past our usual midnight time. Things have been a little crazy this week, as you guys know if you've been listening. Again, thank you for everyone that has reached out. Little baby Augustus is doing just fine right now. I really appreciate it. Also, if I'm talking a little funny today, I just had a dental implant, so still learning how to talk with a foreign piece of metal in my mouth. So please bear with me as I work through this. All right, so with offensive and defensive previews coming tomorrow, I think it would be a good day to take a peek around the league and discuss these Week 17 games with playoff implications. Let's start off with the NFC for obvious reasons. The one seed Philadelphia Eagles, as you know, have nothing to play for except pride, chemistry, and momentum with their playoff position locked up. The splits for the Eagles when it comes to home or away from the offensive side of the ball are really barely discernible. In fact, we average more yards passing per game on the road, but again, either way, it really hasn't been a factor. Although we are averaging 4 less points on the road, so there's that. Where the major difference comes into play is when we talk about the defensive splits. The Eagles allow 14.4 points per game at home, 23.5 away. That's a fairly large difference, especially when you look at the rest of the league. That 9.1 difference is the second biggest difference in the league, second only to Tampa Bay, who is allowing 17.7 points per game at home and 29.2 points per game on the road. That's encouraging. And I mean, look at the difference between the last 2 weeks from the road game in New York to the home game against Oakland. So this defense has been playing all season much better at home. And then you look into the other factors, we're giving up roughly 30 yards less per game on the ground at home and roughly 30 less through the air. With the state of the team right now, that's hugely important for us to have an advantage. You hope the defense continues their dominance at home and allows the Eagles to cover up whatever snafus or slow starts they may have on offense. And that dovetails nicely with the next seed, the Minnesota Vikings. One example, the Vikings defense is giving up 58.6 rush yards per game at home. It skyrockets to a 112 average on the road. 13 points allowed at home, 19 on the road. Here's another significant difference. They average 3.3 sacks per game at home, 1.6 on the road. I don't have to tell you this, but home field advantage matters. And if it comes down to it, I'm thrilled that we would host the Vikings and not the other way around. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I apologize. I just found those splits very interesting. For now, the Vikings' main focus is clinching a first-round bye. They can do that with a win or tie or a Panthers loss or tie or a Rams win or a Saints win. That's 4 outcomes, and they only need one to happen. So if the Panthers lose or tie with the Falcons, boom, Vikings clinch that 2 seed and a bye, or they can take care of business or even kiss their sister against the Bears and they're good. I would expect them to take care of business against the Bears, so they likely won't need any help there, but hey, you never know. The Bears have hung tough with and beaten some tough teams this year, as we covered in our Bears-Eagles preview. In fact, when the Bears played the Vikings earlier this season, the Vikings only beat the Bears by a field goal. And you look further, 1-score loss to Atlanta, beat the Steelers, beat the Ravens, beat the Panthers, 1-score loss to the Saints, 1-score loss to the Packers, 1-score loss to the Lions. So then you look at the NFC South all piled into this playoff picture, the New Orleans Saints, the Carolina Panthers, the Atlanta Falcons. As I mentioned, the Panthers play the Falcons, important game for those two. The Saints are in the most control. If they win, they win the South. But the most interesting scenario for me is the Panthers' path to the second seed. For that to happen, they need to beat the Falcons. The Saints need to lose or tie with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Vikings need to lose to the Bears. And the Rams need to lose or tie to the Jimmy Garoppolo-led San Francisco 49ers. And wouldn't that be something? I doubt it happens. It would make for a fun and suspenseful Sunday, though. And personally, I am all for the chaos. The Seahawks draw the Cardinals at home. To clinch a playoff berth, they need to win with the Falcons losing or tying, or they need to tie with the Falcons loss, so they are going to need some help from Carolina. Both of those games start at 4:25 p.m. So it's going to be Annapolis in Seattle, as everyone will be nervously scoreboard watching. Before we move on to the AFC playoff picture, let's have Ben tell you about our good friends over at Draft.
The Locked On Podcast Network, again, has another fantastic sponsor. This is Draft, all right? Over 500,000 people have already downloaded Draft. So you're playing in a real-life snake draft, right? But it's similar to those auction things, DraftKings and FanDuel, where it only lasts for 1 week. And in this snake draft, it'll last maybe about 5 minutes, even less often. You're playing for cold hard cash, and you're 80% more likely to win than you are on salary cap sites. So what you'll have to do on the Locked On Network, the promo code is LONFL, all right? And you're going to put that promo code in when you sign up with your draft account. You'll be entered into a real money draft for free when you use this promo code with your first deposit. So again, the promo code LONFL. Draft is so positive that you'll enjoy it that they're even offering a 100% money-back guarantee to Locked On Eagles listeners. Fly, Eagles, fly. So search Draft in your app on your phone or go to draft.com online, and you can play for free right now. The promo code is LONFL.
One last interesting note about the NFC playoff picture before we move on to the AFC. The Rams are sitting their starters, Aaron Donald, Jared Goff, Todd Gurley. They are all sitting, and that's interesting because they could move from the 3 seed to the 4 seed. There's some wiggle room, and I guess they feel confident that whoever they get in the next round based on the seeding, that they can take care of business. It's a risky move, but I think they feel that coming into the playoffs healthy is more important than a shift in seed by only 1 seed. So that'll be something to watch, see if that impacts them later on. Looking at the AFC playoff picture, and we'll kind of breeze through this as it doesn't impact the Eagles too directly at the moment. The Patriots can clinch the 1 seed and home field advantage with a win or Steelers loss, or a third unlikely scenario where both of them tie. The Patriots play the Jets at home at 1 p.m. The Steelers play the winless Browns at home. I'm just going to assume this is a W for the Steelers, in which case, if the Patriots lose or tie, the Steelers will get the 1 seed. The only other path for them is a tie and a Patriots loss. Very interesting what's going on between the Steelers and the Patriots right now with James Harrison. James Harrison doing everything he can to get out of the Steelers organization after he wasn't receiving the playing time that he said he was promised. I have no issue with the move for Harrison. They weren't going to use him. He asked for a release, or at least according to him. I mean, it's going to be a lot of he said, she said stuff. I understand why the Steelers aren't giving him snaps. He has been productive when he played. He had his most playing time against the Chiefs, and he had a sack. And last year, he had good production in the playoffs for them. So he was a really clutch player for them. I mean, he drew the hold from Eric Fisher that negated the 2-point conversion for the Chiefs that won the Steelers the game. So very interesting situation. It'll be interesting to see if those teams lock up. James Harrison gets a sack. That'll be a fun little storyline there, and I'm sure there'll be some smack talk afterwards and leading into it as well. The Jaguars' loss to the 49ers ended their bid for a first-round bye, and no matter what happens in their game or the other games, they had the 3rd seed locked up. The Jaguars are a very interesting team. They went from the top defense in the league with the potential of ending up as one of the top, I don't know, maybe 10 defenses of all time, statistically anyway. They also had the potential to do something neither the 1985 Bears or the 2000 Ravens did, which was lead the league in scoring, defense, sacks, and takeaways in the same season. Now they sit in 2nd place in 2 of those 3. So you go from a historically great defense to getting shredded by Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan to the tune of 44 points. And then you look back at Blake Bortles. He put together a 3-game run of 7 total touchdowns, 0 interceptions. The only 3 consecutive games where he's been above a 100 quarterback rating in his career, and then boom, the bottom falls out. Last week, 2 touchdowns, get paired with 3 interceptions and a quarterback rating of 75. Apologies for the digression there, but as the new kid on the block for the AFC, I find the story arc of the Jaguars season to be fascinating. We'll move on. The Chiefs lock up the AFC West by beating the Dolphins last week, but they are unable to leapfrog the Jaguars. The Ravens can clinch a playoff berth with a win or tie, or if the Bills lose or tie, or if the Titans lose or tie. The Ravens are at home against the Bengals. That game has a 4:25 start time. Sounds like a real barn burner. The Titans need to win, and they're in. They play the Jaguars at home at 4:25. Again, the Jaguars have nothing to play for, really, having that 3rd seed locked up. 2 other scenarios that might get them into the playoffs is if they tie. The Bills lose or tie, and the Chargers lose or tie. That all needs to happen together. They can also get in if both the Bills and Chargers lose. After that, you had the Bills and Chargers fighting for a spot, and those scenarios are complex, and you probably forget them right after I spit them out, so I'll leave that alone. It's Thursday. You have time to look all these up and memorize them. Just going over the basics right now. Before we move on, special shout out to the new 5-star reviews on iTunes for Locked On Eagles. If you haven't yet, remember to get in on the action. It really helps the show out. And if you leave your Twitter handle in the review, you're entered to win a free Pro Football Focus Edge subscription, which is a $40 value. Rolling back to the NFC playoff picture, as far as what teams scare me coming into this, well, number one, the Eagles probably scare me the most because they can do the most damage to themselves with poor play on offense and a defensive letdown. I don't see the defensive letdown happening at home in the playoffs. However, the offense obviously scares me for protection issues. If we get down, we're going to have to rely on Nick Foles. As far as outside teams, I mean, the Los Angeles Rams rank number one in DVOA. They get it done on special teams. They got a decent defense. The offense has been clicking. We'll see what happens to how they call their plays, because what they'll do is they'll get to the line early and then they'll check with Coach McVay before the snap. We'll see how that works out on the road, but hey, right now, they're averaging 4 more points on the road than they are at home, and they're the top scoring team in the NFL. Hard to knock it right now, and they went blow for blow with us, despite us getting the win with Nick Foles in at quarterback. I don't know if we can score like that with them again. So the Rams would be up there, number one for me. Next would be the Saints. And then after that, the Minnesota Vikings. And I'll harken back to earlier in the show as far as the home versus away splits for the Vikings being the reason that even though they're likely the 2 seed, that they don't necessarily scare me as much as these other teams. So I would least want to see the Rams in Philadelphia in the playoffs. And we'll see how all that works out, of course. Now, as promised, I dropped a new piece on the wham play that the Eagles utilize in their running game. Gruden was buzzing about it on the broadcast on Monday night, and I felt compelled to learn everything I could about it. Go check that out on LockedOnEagles.com. It's got a breakdown of that play. Plus, I hearken back to 2011 when Jim Harbaugh was in his first year with the 49ers as their head coach, and he used the same play to neutralize Ndamukong Suh. Next week after the Cowboys-Eagles recap show, I'm going to have on a special guest. It is all lined up, and we're going to get into all the nerdy details about the Eagles' run-pass option concepts. About the Eagles' run-pass option concepts, those RPOs. If you're into X's and O's and are always looking for new ways to learn about the schemes that the Eagles deploy, you have something to look forward to for sure. My guest, and I honestly don't even know his real name yet, but you can follow him on Twitter at All22. Those numbers are spelled out. He is one of the smarter football minds I have come across on the hellscape that is Twitter, and I look forward to that show being a vessel through which he may pass along information. Tomorrow, I'm going to be previewing the Eagles' offense and defense against the Cowboys offense and defense. I think that show may turn into more of a recap for the Cowboys season, maybe taking a deep dive into why they regressed so sharply into missing the playoffs this year after a big season, a successful season last year, and probably some Dak Prescott talk. So you're not going to want to miss that. I definitely have takes on Dak Prescott. You'll want to hear those. I'll also probably open up the Twitter mailbag. I'll have that tweet up for you to post all your questions, whether it be Eagles related or otherwise. Or you can just at the official Locked On Eagles account, at Locked On Eagles, and I'll do my best to answer. I've been Michael Kist. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Kist NFL. As always, Locked On Eagles is a follow back account. Give Ben a follow at Benjamin Solak. That's Solak. Ben will be back soon. Don't fret. I know you miss him. I miss him too. Bear with us as we try to find time to link up. And as always, keep it locked on here on Locked On Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.